honestly, I would love to grow this and just be able to make an impact in people's lives and help them learn about how to eat better. Eating healthy doesn't have to be restrictive, and it doesn't have to change your entire life. You can still live a fun, fulfilling life.
Welcome to the Badass Reset Club, a special place where if you've lost your way, girl, we're here to help guide you back. Those club doors are opened up wide so we can discuss all things fitness, nutrition, body composition, hormones, menopause, beauty, headspace, and more. Hey there, my name's Heather. I'm a fitness expert, nutrition coach, autoimmune athlete, mom of three pretty cool kids, and married to one handsome firefighter. I started this club because after years of over-exercising, under-fueling, gaining weight, dealing with Hashimoto's disease, and experiencing hormones gone crazy, I knew there had to be a better way. So come on in, badass. Let's hit that reset together. Hey there, fitness enthusiasts. Have you ever wanted to try something pre or post-workout, but you didn't buy it because you just didn't know if you'd like it? Or maybe there's something you wanted to try, but it comes in such a big quantity you didn't want to invest in it? I've been there, and my guest today is a genius. She solved this problem for us. My guest today is Jessica Estes. She's a 21-year Air Force veteran. She's the mom of two teenage daughters. She's a Boise, Idaho realtor who fell in love with fitness in 2015. And after struggling with her weight for most of her adult life, Jessica made a life decision to take health and fitness seriously for once and get off that yo-yo diet train. You guys, she lost 50 pounds. She wanted to learn more about how to optimize diet and nutrition for her fitness goals, so she became a certified nutrition consultant with NAMS and began helping others understand how important protein is in their diet. One problem that she found was the overwhelm of going into the big nutrition stores and finding protein powders and snacks that she liked without having to buy that huge quantity. She developed Lifter's Loot. It's a monthly subscription box that has protein samples, pre-workout samples, and high-protein snacks delivered to your door for you to try before you buy that big quantity. Lifter's Loot mission is to help fitness enthusiasts find new and exciting products to add into their daily diets and to help them achieve their fitness goals. I absolutely fell in love with my very first box of Lifter's Loot. I got to try brand new things I had never tried before, and now I'm hooked. Please welcome to the pod, Jessica Estes. All right. This is so fantastic because we're going to dive into like kind of a soul sister situation talk. What we're about to talk about, you guys, is like, good stuff. I just absolutely love the topic about protein and health and really like hooking people up so that they're set up for success. And so I just can't wait to get going. Let's do it. Welcome, Jessica Estes, to the Badass Reset Club. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really good myself. We're recording this on a Friday afternoon in January. So not a lot happening in the world. And so like the focus right now seems to be primarily on health. And most people are, you know, still in the thick of their January health focus. And you are like a total twin in like what you want to do for people. I absolutely love that you want people to be able to dive in to their health a little bit more and do it in a really cool way. So before we even get to that, to the good stuff, to what I really want to talk about today, I do want to get to know you too, because you've got such an incredible background. Coming in as an Air Force veteran, like bowing down, thank you for your service and everything that you've done. So awesome. I'm very, very much a big supporter. And what can we say? Anybody that serves
their country deserves mad respect. But not only that, we're going to talk all about your special boxes today. And I'm sure the audience is like, what is she talking about? We're going to talk all about that. But for real, you're working full time as a realtor, yes?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
In Boise. And you're also a mom to two teenagers. And that's a job in itself.
Yes, absolutely. Two teenage girls.
Yes. Yeah. I only have one girl and two boys. And my girl was really, you know, piece of cake. Hopefully your situation's like that too.
My girls are absolutely amazing. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, lucky and blessed. Good. But like, you're a busy lady. And you're a busy lady with a really cool story. So you spent 21 years serving in the Air Force.
I did. Yeah.
But you also went on this massive health journey.
I did. Yeah. So, I mean, my entire like growing up, like in the first 15 years of the Air Force, I was always on the weight management program. I was always too fat. I couldn't pass my PT tests. You know, I would just barely scrape by. I would do all the fad diets and lose weight just enough to pass my PT test and then forget about it for the rest of the year. And then in 2015, I finally decided that I'm going to stop doing all the fad diets and get my life in order and try to figure out something that is sustainable that I can basically I have to change my entire life, like lifestyle, you know, to be able to sustain a healthy weight. So, and then I finally figured that out along the way.
Yeah. So it's been like 9 years.
It has. Yeah. Yeah. I lost 50 pounds between 2014 and 2015, and I've kept it off since then.
That's a lot of weight in 1 year.
It is. Yeah.
That's a lot of weight. Okay. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you're probably like, really? Because you look like the epitome of health, right? Like hard to believe picturing you with 50 pounds on. And that's got to feel incredible when that comes off too. Like joints, everything's got to feel so much better.
Yeah.
And then I think it's also like a real big mindset shift that you must have had too, because to keep it off, that's where most people struggle.
Yes, absolutely. It's a huge mindset shift. Because and it's honestly, it was a lot of learning, right? I didn't know what to eat. I felt that there were so many different types of diets out there because there was so many different types of ways to lose weight when in reality, it was always calories in, calories out. And then once I figured out macros and how to prioritize protein in my diet, that was the game changer.
Yes. Yes. See, this is why she is like a soul sister. I wholeheartedly agree. I do think some people struggle with, certain metabolic issues, but for the most part, yes, when we are eating what we need to eat and the right macro distribution, we have energy and we can build muscle mass and we can lose weight and keep it off. When you did that, then you turned that around and wanted to help other people.
I did because whenever I get into something, I like just deep dive into it. And I'm just like, we're going all in. It's either all in or nothing.
Yep.
Right. So I got all of this. I just noticed that there was so much random, crappy information on the internet. And I was like, all right, you know what? I need to find out the real information. I did a bodybuilding show and I was put on a meal plan where I wasn't able to do any type of adjustments. And I'm like, you know what? There's got to be a nutrition, like where I can make adjustments and make this more tailored to me. And so I decided I was going to become a certified nutrition consultant. And I went that path so that I could I did it so that I could have more knowledge, because I really don't like to give people advice if I don't have the knowledge myself. So I got as much knowledge as I could so that I could help other people. Cause once you start losing weight or once you change your life, everybody wants to know your secret, right? Yes. Well, there's no secrets. There's just watch what you eat, you know, and go outside and go for walks and lift heavy weight, you know? So like, you just have to do all of the things, but I wanted to make sure that I was knowledgeable, then I wasn't going to give them bad information.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you got your training, didn't you?
No, I didn't do the personal training. My ex-husband and I, he got the personal training.
Okay. Okay.
And then, yeah, together we had our own personal training business where I did all the diets and then he did all of the exercises and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So when you went through that and realized that, yes, you could tailor things to what you need, did you start to feel like there were more things available personally? Like when I went through my certifications, it just seemed like more things were popping up left, right, and center. Or maybe it was just that I was more in tune to it, you know, had like another eye on it. But it just seemed like what you were saying earlier too, there's something different every time you open up social media or every time you listen to a conversation, there seems to be some new way. And like, once you learn about it, you're like, but no, like all that extra noise. No.
Yeah. There's just the basics. You don't have to go completely off to one side. You don't have to, you know, cut out complete food groups and,
right.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually like a newer one that I've just been hearing or seeing more on social media that's cropping up now. And it's that 30-30-30.
That's back?
It might be back in a different way.
Okay.
So now it's 30 grams of protein, 30 minutes after waking up. Yeah, this is the newest. And so like, I'm curious whenever I see these things pop up, I do want to just say stop, but I also want to know why they're saying that. And I want to know like, what's the science behind what they're saying and where's this, you know, where's the data coming from? Like, I am really curious, but we do know like the most important thing that we need to be doing is holding on to our muscle mass. And how are we going to do that with the protein and with lifting and specifically lifting heavy shit, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And we can say that on this podcast.
Okay.
Because it's true. We know it's true. So I was drawn to you because I absolutely love the product line that you've come up with. And so we'll just spill it for the audience. You have what's called Lifter's Loot. And if you haven't heard of this, it's a monthly subscription and it's different samples. So like there's protein samples and pre-workout and high protein snacks. And you please just chime in with how did that come to be? How did you get it going? And then I'll have like 20 more questions.
So when I was going through my journey, I knew I had to add protein in. And I would go into those nutrition stores and there's just boxes and bags and so overwhelming. And I'm like, there's 800 different types of protein, you know, like, and then, so I'm like, okay, I would just hurry it up and like grab like, okay, let's go vanilla because that's like, you know, like everybody like go to, right. And then you get it home and you buy, so you spend $50 on this jug of protein, you get it home and it's grainy and it tastes like crap. And so then you're like, oh my God, it is. And you can't take it back because you already opened it. So then it just sits in your pantry and you're not going to throw it away because you spent money on it. So what do? You wait till it expires and then you throw it away. So I was like so frustrated with having all of this random shit in my pantry that I was never going to eat. And I'm like, there's got to be a way to buy samples of this stuff so that I don't have to waste my money. And it's the same thing with all the snacks. So, I mean, now you can go into the store and you can buy like one snack at a time, but there's just tons of different varieties. And then I'm just like, I don't know what's good. I don't know, you know, and it's overwhelming. So yeah. I was like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going because, you know, like all these subscription boxes, have started, you know, coming out. This was a couple of years ago when I was thinking about this and I was like, this would be a cool idea. I want to put a little box together. Actually, it came from GNC. I got my idea from GNC because they had the membership box and but in their box, they had like two pills, one little packet of like, like a hydro mix in or something, you know? And I'm like, this is crap. And I paid $40 for this, you know, I'm like, this is not worth it. I'm like, but I can make this better. So I actually went online and found that there are a couple other boxes that are similar to what I wanted to do, but they have like t-shirts and lifting gear and stuff, like stuff that I really wasn't interested in. I was interested in just the nutrition portion of it. So I was like, all right, this is, I have to figure this out. So I got a hold of a couple of protein companies and hardly any of them do sample packs, but I did find some. And then I was like, all right, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to find companies that can, I can buy samples off of. And then I'm going to buy a bunch of snacks that I want to try and see if anybody else wants to try them too. So that's how Lifters Loop got started. Was it's basically a bunch of stuff that I wanted to try anyway. And I figured since I wanted to try it, I will share it with everybody else.
It's so genius. Like truly. And you and I were talking, you know, before this call a little bit about it. Like I'm so sensitive to protein powder, especially, but different things will set my stomach ablaze. And I just, I have to be really careful. And therefore I don't want to spend money on the big things. I really don't.
Do you know what ingredients in particular you're sensitive to? Or is it just maybe like the way that they process the actual protein?
That's a really good question. I don't know what it is because some whey proteins I can handle and some look like I'm going to have quintuplets. And yeah. And so, and I can spend days looking like really bloated. And so I'm just very sensitive. So when I find something, I stick to it, but I would like a little more variety. I would like to try more things. But that's a good question. Do you know how I can find out?
So when I started listening to Andy Frisella's MF CEO podcast, I actually learned a little bit about the way that First Form processes their protein.
Okay.
And so they do like a cold processing to where they don't, so I guess a lot of people, they buy their bulk protein from China.
Okay.
And then they bring it over and do the way that China processes it. Cause you know, whey protein is just a byproduct. And the way they process it is by high temperature. Right. And then they, you know, put all other kind of things into it to get it into its powder form.
Okay.
Companies like Almax and First Form, they do a cold processing.
That's really interesting.
It's more bioavailable to your system. So that might be an easier option. So far, the only two companies that I've got responses from, I mean, besides, so it's First Form and Almax. And Almax is a company out of Canada. And their ISO is, I know 100% their ISO is cold processed. But other than that, I haven't found any more companies that process it that way. And they are a little bit more expensive because I think that process is costly, but.
Yeah, super interesting. The product that I'm currently using is out of New Zealand.
It seems like outside of the US, they have stricter regulations on what kind of garbage they can put into it. So you're probably going to be safe if it's an outside the US product.
What's up with that?
It's so sad. It is so sad because, our food system is terrible here.
How do we change that? I know this isn't what we were going to talk about, but. I think you and I need to like start this motion to change it. And it starts with our protein powders.
Well, so supplements in general are not regulated.
Right. Which is frightening.
Yes.
Especially if you're buying them off of big name fast delivery places.
With the free shipping.
With free shipping that will show up at your doorstep at 4 a.m. When you order it at 10 p.m. the night before.
Or I even heard on Andy's podcast, they were talking about how Costco has different, it's like a different grade of protein than what you can find in other stores.
Wow.
I didn't know that either. This was probably 2017, like when I heard all that stuff. So
yeah. Interesting. Oh my. Wow. Well, I think that we have to be wary of where things come from. And also, we also have to be wary of what we're taking in, like the latest Netflix documentaries. Like, you know, you have to really you have to really know what you're reading, listening to, buying. And so let's go back to the lifter's loot. Like, you're handpicking and you're selective, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so, I mean, right. So right now, so my goal is to be able to get enough subscribers to where I have the leverage to reach out to companies to be like, hey, I want your product. You know, would you guys like to showcase your items in my boxes? But right mm-hmm. now, I'm limited to just like wholesale sites and then smaller companies that I can buy wholesale from. So my options aren't like super great. I would like to be able to like, you know, get more like organic and whole food type things. But right now my main snacks are just basically what I can get and then what looks super interesting that I want to try.
Love it. So what's the feedback like? What are people saying?
So I've gotten so a lot of the feedback is it's a lot of items every month. And mm-hmm. I had a lady that she did a year subscription last year and she was like, I just have so too much stuff.
Oh my gosh, Jessica's over delivering.
But yeah, I mean, the feedback has been great. It's just people are saying that it's just too many items.
Wow. Like, in my house, it would go fast. Here's my problem. Like with my baby is 18 and having an 18-year-old young man who works out a lot, your stuff goes really quick.
Oh. I'm sure.
I do have to hide some of my own supplements and things. It disappears. Like you get creatine in the house and then it's gone.
Well, see, there you go. If you find a protein powder that upsets your stomach, I'm sure Iron Gut over there can take it.
Yes. I buy Iron Gut, his own, a little bit less expensive protein powder, because my New Zealand is a little too spendy right now. That's awesome stuff. Okay. So going down the road, when you are bigger and you're picking up more, like you, do you have a vision for where you want this to be? Do you see it? Like, what's coming? What's up?
So honestly, I would love to grow this and just be able to make an impact in people's lives and help them just learn about how to eat better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't eating healthy doesn't have to be restrictive and it doesn't have to like change your entire life. You can still live a fun, fulfilling life. You just don't have to eat an entire pizza at once.
Absolutely. You know? Or like in our house, Friday nights are pizza nights and we make our own pizzas and they're usually loaded up with some chicken and vegetables and a little bit of cheese. Like it doesn't have to be really bad either.
Yeah.
So in your boxes, I think you and I talked a little bit about this, but are you putting other things in there besides food?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a recipe. So I'm partnered with a local meal prep chef. Mm-hmm. And she gives me recipes to put in the boxes. And then I put a supplement fun fact on the back. So, you know, people that are brand new to fitness can just read a little bit about, hey, this is what whey protein is. This is what iso protein is. And, you know, just to get kind of I'm not going to give you an entire booklet of here's a whole bunch of supplements, be overwhelmed. You know, you get one a month, you know, let's do this slow. And cause this is a learning process. You're not going to learn everything overnight about how to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. This is something I want people to subscribe to my boxes to be able to slowly change the way that they're eating so they can incorporate more protein into their diet slowly.
Yeah.
Cause if you try to like change it all in once, it's not going to work.
Absolutely. Make it sustainable, make it last. Yeah. And I think when you drip that kind of information too, it's much more retainable than giving them the book, right? Like you might be, because you're an amazing entrepreneur, you might be wanting to like just give, but it does, I think, really make remarkable changes when it's slow and steady. Whenever I bring someone new into my coaching and we're talking about protein, we're starting slow because I know I've heard it before where people will be told like, you need X amount of protein like today. And if you're not used to that, which most people aren't used to, you're really going to have some issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people are like, well, I can't eat that much in a day. And I'm like, that's okay. Let's just increase a little bit. And then slowly, once you start getting used to changing one meal, let's work on two, you know, and, and adding in these snacks from my boxes help because, hey, this tastes like a candy bar. It's not really a candy bar, but it also has 20 grams of protein. So there you go. Like here's 20 grams of protein that you just ate and it was not gross.
Okay. I have an idea for you and no one else can take this. So you better trademark it. I think, you know, in your spare time from selling homes and making people happy that way, I think you should also consider having your lifter's loot be like flyer's loot. And then you've got small boxes in the airports ready to go for people who are getting on flights and they've got like a little meat stick and some good protein solutions because it's a bunch of freaking garbage at the airport.
That's a great idea.
I mean, you could have like some hard-boiled eggs and some yogurt like that you can find at the airport for, you know,
$18.
I was going to say more, but, you know, like there's so much junk readily available to grab. And now that they've got the, you know, like you pay checkout yourself, and it's all sitting right there. Like you're tempted to just grab, grab, grab because you're like, oh, I'm going to be stuck on an airplane.
Oh, and I could like put the macros right on there. Like, hey,
yes.
this entire thing is this many calories. And
Yep. There you go. So like take that box and then let's get you in all different avenues too, because we need these things. I always say like in your car should be the emergency protein.
Yes.
You know, if you're caught in a storm, in traffic, whatever it is, you're hangry.
I don't go anywhere without snacks because I get hangry.
Same.
And if I'm out and about somewhere showing houses and it takes, you know, some buyers take a really long time and I'm like, okay, well, they're going to go to a gas station and go get a hot dog. You know, I'm like, I'm just going to eat my snack that I've got in my car.
Yeah. So smart.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have sponsored home loot
to give my clients.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, little baggies of treats.
I'm changing all the names for you.
That's okay.
Oh, it's so fun to think about like how we can make the impact everywhere we go. And really, it's not that hard when you just shift some habits, shift your thinking on it and be prepared. It's not that hard. But I do love, love, love the lifter's loot so that you can get exposure to new things. Because oftentimes I think we fall into very similar eating patterns with what we're having, you know?
Yeah. My biggest issue was I was always getting overwhelmed. And so like if you have a small variety of things every month, then you can take your time and try each item. And then, hey, you know what? If you find one item that you like, then you can go buy that more of that item.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I'm really excited to get more people to try this. And I know that my listeners are used to hearing about we need more protein, especially as we age. So my little niche of the world that I am so passionate about is menopause and helping women to age like a badass. And I know that you know this, but for listeners who might not have heard this yet, we actually need more protein as we age because we're not absorbing it as well. So there's that. Like if you're going for your ideal body weight and your ideal body weight is 150 pounds and you need 150 grams of protein, if you are like me in your 50s, you actually need a little bit more than that. So It's the little things to learn about what we can add in, and what you're doing is so helpful. So awesome. Awesome. Okay. So just a couple more questions for you. Where do people sign up for this box?
So you can go to liftersloot.com.
Liftersloot.com. That will be in the show notes. And is there anywhere else that they should find you on social?
So Lifters Loop also has an Instagram. It's under Lifters Loop.
Awesome.
And my personal Instagram is Jessica_Estes1.
Okay. All three of those places will go into the show notes. And then is there anything that you wanted to share with us that I didn't ask you about?
I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share Lifter's Loop.
I'm excited for it.
Awesome.
Sister. Like, yeah. I even sat down, I had heard about the idea of what you're doing, and I sat down for coffee with friends a few months ago, and I was like, you guys, I envision these protein samplers, and you and I even had that conversation. Like, it's really too difficult to get individualized protein samples because nobody's making them, because they're not going to profit off that. But boy, if we could figure out how you could do that, that A, passes factory stuff, liability stuff, and, you know, isn't going to break our bank.
Yeah.
That would be great. But
I've honestly even thought about opening my own supplement store. Just to figure out how to immerse myself more into this world and to be more of a help to people to changing their diets.
Huh. I would support you 100% on that. I don't know how you can do all the things you do, but.
Well, my kids are older and I'm single and I have a lot of free time.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And my last question for you, Jessica, what makes you feel like a badass?
Being surrounded by other badass women.
Oh, same.
I love it so much.
Well, I adore that. And I hope that I get to meet you in real life at some point. I really appreciate you coming on today and talking to us about this. We want everybody, but especially badass women, we want you guys to feel empowered and strong and set up for success and getting all your protein. So everybody's going to go check out this Lifter's Loot membership, try it out, and support Jessica making strides to make everybody a little bit healthier.
If anybody ever has any questions, you can completely reach out to.
There you go.
Always available. So
there you go. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Badass Reset Club, and we will see you next time. Well, there you have it. One step closer to feeling strong, confident, and inspired to take care of you again. And you know what's even more badass? Sharing this with a gal pal that might need a little fist pump in her life. If you got some inspo from this episode, I'd be honored if you took a screenshot for your social and tagged me at Coach Heather Yancey so I can send you a personal thank you. And please know that if you could take a minute to rate and review the show, it helps get this podcast to more people. And that's super badass. And finally, if you haven't joined the Badass Reset Club on Facebook, what are you waiting for? I'll see you over there and go get them.